This is HDN.
Well, 30 days hath September, April, June, and November, all the rest of 31 except February, which is just fucked.
I don't remember that version of it in school.
Screwed up beyond all compare. How does that end?
Except February, which has 28.
Or 29 on leap years and yeah, blah, 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 blah. It just kind of drifts off.
It just peters out.
Yeah, except February, because that's the bad month. That one's a whole other poem. So it is October the 1st. This is Jamie and Lisa in the Beaver Bank Bunker.
And another sign that we are all getting older.
Great. I just love these. My favorite part of the show.
Pedestrian signals. They have lengthened the crossing time for people using crosswalks, the ones with the button activation. They're trying to make it as fair and inclusive as possible for everyone, making sure we can all safely get across the street, according to the city. Gives us all a fighting chance against those cars. Yeah, the
ones I like are the ones with the countdown. Because then you go like, okay, there's seven seconds left. Can I do it? Six, five, I can do it. And then you just bolt.
It turns into a great game.
It does, like Frogger.
Well, the Transportation Association of Canada did a survey last year looking at cities with aging populations, and of course Halifax is definitely on that list. They recommended that 1 meter per second was a more appropriate walking speed for us old-timers rather than the original 1.2 meters per second. So now you have 10 seconds to cross that 10-meter crosswalk instead of the usual 8 seconds. They say that this is both for the aging population and people with mobility issues that might take a little bit longer.
Another thing I like, the big cities, we saw this in Toronto, where you can cross diagonally if you want to. You can cross, where the normal crosswalks are.
Yeah.
One direction of traffic goes, then the other direction of traffic goes, then all traffic stops, and it's a free-for-all for pedestrians.
Yeah, they should have something like that on Spring Garden Road.
They do. It's called Every Day. Anywhere around the university, pedestrians, those guys aren't looking. Walk sign or don't walk sign doesn't matter. You just better be careful because somebody thinking that they have the right of way because I'm a pedestrian and I'm better than you, they'll just walk right in front of your car and die. But they'll prove to you that they were right.
What I've discovered since I've been working down Bell Road, I've had many an opportunity to use the crosswalks and the traffic lights at the Willow Tree.
Right.
People who are turning have no patience whatsoever. There have been a number of occasions now where I have had the walk sign and I have looked and I have, done due diligence before I have stepped out, and I've been halfway across the street when people just come barreling around the corner to make that turn and have to come to an abrupt stop and look at me like I'm in the wrong.
Well, you old timer, how long does it take you to cross the street?
I still have the walking man.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. People are so into their own things. Like, I'm turning left. Yeah. I gotta turn left. And that's what really gets me. I've mentioned it on the show before, but the people that decide that they're gonna turn left before the traffic starts to move, heading the opposite direction. As soon as that light turns, I can just pull out there. I can turn left faster than these guys and I'll be gone. I won't have to wait for anybody. Because by the time that they accelerate to the point where they're in the intersection, I'll be long gone. Forgetting completely that the pedestrian has the walk sign.
Yeah, exactly.
And that is the best way to mow over a pedestrian.
Well, it doesn't matter if it's vehicles or pedestrians. One thing that I remember from my driver's ed course, people turning left have no rights. That was drilled into us.
You're right. Oh, and a good rule to follow is to err on the side of caution. When you're crossing Bell Road, Quinpool Road, that big intersection, before you step out, even though you've got the walking man, do you not check first?
I check all four directions.
And then if there is a car coming, wait until they have come to a complete stop. If you're just at a regular crosswalk,
or I know what it is they're doing,
get eye contact with the driver.
Yeah.
And that's just common. It's one of those things that I don't even understand how a person can do that. Even if I have the right of way, I would never walk onto a road without first getting eye contact with the driver, because that's one big, heavy piece of machinery wheeling down at me. Well, that's absolutely insane.
I mean, part of the problem, though, is that sometimes you're in the middle of the intersection before the traffic even gets to you. I mean, I'm just thinking the worst part of the Willow Tree is that dedicated turn lane that they have for people going from Quimple Road, turning right onto Roby Street. And I have been in that intersection many times.
Mm-hmm.
I have the walk sign. The people turning have a red light. But
you're supposed to, legally, you're supposed to come to a complete stop before you turn right at
a red
light.
But because they have that dedicated lane, they treat it like a merge. And there have been a number of occasions where I've almost been clipped by vehicles.
Now, here's a question for you. So you're completely... Obviously, in that scenario, you're completely in the right.
Mm-hmm.
You have the right of way. Mm-hmm. You are legally entitled to cross there. Do you stop when these cars come barreling through you, or do you walk right in front of them because you have the right of way?
Well, I stop.
Well, that's the insanity that a lot of these people have. They think, well, I can walk right out in front of this car. And there have been times where I haven't seen somebody who does have the right of way when I'm turning right. I mean, I'm not perfect either. And, you know, I'll come to almost a complete stop or whatever, and my mind will be somewhere else, and I'll start turning right. And if I see somebody there, I'll stop very quickly.
Yeah.
But some of these people, they'll just walk right in front of my car because they have the right of way. Are they stupid?
Well, I just love the people who almost clip you as making that turn from Quimple onto Roby Street. And they're obviously in the wrong because they have a red light and they didn't even bother to stop.
Yeah.
And they come to an abrupt stop because, God forbid, there is a pedestrian there. And of course, I stop because I don't know what they're doing. And then they give me the frustrated hand wave thing. Oh, for fuck's sakes, get out.
But that's the thing. Just take a deep breath, everybody. Mr. Frustrated Driver, you're in the wrong. Rather than giving that frustrated go, why don't you just point at yourself and go, I'm a dummy. Well, how much time is it going to waste if you let that pedestrian cross in front of you? Right or wrong? Or how much time is it going to waste and take out of your day if you're crossing the street and you have the right of way and a car goes by you and you stop and wait for that car to go by you?
Yes.
Compared to how much time it would take if you walked in front of that car because you have the right of way and you spend the next 3 to 4 weeks in hospital
in traction
because you're an idiot. As Ellen DeGeneres so often says, be kind to one another.
Hey, we have a nomination for Douchebag of the Week.
Oh, not just the person who gave you
The frustrated wave? No, these two are a couple of peaches. Wee hours of Tuesday morning around 1 a.m., police got the call because there were a couple of drunk guys who had climbed over the fence into the construction site of the new Nova Center and then started to climb one of the construction cranes. Now, one of these drunk arseholes actually made it to the top of one of the cranes. One guy made his way down and was arrested for public intoxication. The second guy, the one who made it all the way to the top, an officer actually had to reach out to where he was, and this guy assaulted the officer and resisted arrest, tried to kick him. Anyway, they finally got this douchebag to come down and placed him under arrest. Now, the first guy just went to the drunk tank for the night until he sobered up. The second guy, though, he is facing charges of resisting arrest and assaulting a police officer.
Well, I think that's an idiot. I think that's a jackass.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it's a douchebag. I think you've got your terminology confused here, the douchebags. And I don't know why. You've asked me that before. You said, well, what exactly constitutes a douchebag?
Yes.
I think that person who almost killed you in the crosswalk and then gave you the frustrated, get the hell out from in front of my car, that's a douchebag.
Oh,
when I think
okay.
of a douchebaggery, I think of as being a pompous ass.
Okay.
You know, he'll be the person that will take up two parking spots because he doesn't want anybody parking near his car to put a scratch on it.
Right.
That to me would be a douchebag. These jackasses, they're just idiots.
Just drunken
that's a
fools.
Nutbag. I mean, that's so douchebag and nutbag. I think
we need to separate the two.
I think so.
Okay.
I don't know. We're going to have to consult the Urban Dictionary as to what exactly a douchebag is. I think that these guys were more of a douche nozzle.
Perfect. Hey, circle October 18th on your calendar and save that day, because that's when Cineplex is having their Community Day. That's when they have movies for $2, and 100% of the proceeds go to Feed the Children. I guess they do this a couple of times a year, and it's a great way to see a good movie for cheap.
Are they current movies, or do they bring in the, you get to see Godzilla?
As far as I know, they're current. Yeah, I mean, this was just sort of a preliminary heads up. They say more details are coming.
Okay. According to the Urban Dictionary, douchebag is someone who has surpassed the levels of jerk and asshole. Not to be confused with douche. For instance, Rob says he kept hitting on my girlfriend at the party. He just wouldn't leave her alone. To which Sam replies, God, what a douchebag.
Okay.
So, as I said, these guys who climbed the equipment, I don't necessarily think that they were being jerks and assholes. Maybe the guy who assaulted the cop.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, but he's just drunk. I think if you're a douchebag, you're born like that.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah, it's alcohol doesn't turn you into a douchebag.
Oh, no, I disagree wholeheartedly. See? No. I think alcohol can definitely turn one into a douchebag.
Well, now I'm looking up the word douche, a word to describe an individual who has shown himself to be very brainless in one way or another, thus comparing them to the cleansing product of a vagina. So these guys were douches.
As opposed to douchebags.
And the guy who saw you in the intersection and slammed on his brakes, even though he was in the wrong, frustratedly told you to cross in front of his car, like he was Mr. Traffic Control Cop.
Yeah.
That, my friend, is the douchebag.
And now you know.
Yeah, now you know. You learn something new every day, and now you've learned the real difference between a douche and a douchebag.
Oh, this is going to send my mother over the edge. XS Cargo?
Yeah.
Going into business sales, now underway on all 50 stores operated by XS Cargo. The deep discount.
Wow, there are that many of them?
50 of them across,
Didn't know that.
I guess they filed for bankruptcy protection July 30th, and they tried to restructure the business, but they couldn't do it, and so liquidation was the only option. So, big time sales at XS Cargo. What? I don't know. We've got
liquidation? You know how many reconditioned television sets they're going to have to sell in order to make their money back?
Yeah, you know what? You could go in there. It's one of those places, I kind of consider it like Frenchies.
Hit and miss.
Well, it's hit and miss. And if you have the time to go in and just kind of nose around and pick through things, then you can definitely find some good deals and some good product. But if you are just going there specifically, I need to get one item, I'm going in, I'm coming out, then, forget it. Chances are you're not going to get what you want.
Hey, heard the other day from Max Speed. We were chatting about him. He has that that picture now hanging in City Hall. Told me the backstory. And you know what? The backstory is even more fascinating than the fact that he has a picture hanging in City Hall. We have to get Max Speed on here.
Yes.
We were chatting about Luke and what a great Beaver Banker he was.
Yes.
Well, there's another artist. I tell you, Beaver Bank is just full of these artists.
And looks like PETA is back with their Thanksgiving campaign with billboards coming to Halifax. The ad promotes what they call empathy for turkeys and touts vegan holiday feasts. The billboards ask the simple question, would you eat your dog?
Eesh. I've seen what my dog eats. I wouldn't eat him. Although, the neighbor's dog.
Yeah.
I'd eat him in a heartbeat.
There's some good eating there.
There's some good eating.
Of course, PETA's motto is animals are not ours to eat. And the billboards that are going up show a dog's collar on a gravy-soaked dinner plate. And it reads, if you wouldn't eat your dog, why eat a turkey? Go vegan. And
well, no, that's like saying if you wouldn't eat a human being, why would you eat a cow? You know, there are some things you eat and there are some things that you don't eat.
Well, PETA says, more and more people recognize that turkeys feel pain and fear just as dogs and cats do. And they're asking us to leave the dead bird off the Thanksgiving table. They say that maybe we should choose something more humane and vegan.
I hear that mosquitoes are terrified just before you slap them. Love to see all these PETA people. Covered in black flies and mosquitoes going, no, I dare not touch these things.
PETA goes on to say the Canadians ate 8.4 million whole turkeys, 2.9 million of them purchased for Thanksgiving alone. They say in nature, turkeys are protective and loving parents and spirited explorers who can climb trees and run as fast as 40 kilometers an hour. Well, I'd say you gotta learn to run a little bit faster.
You know who else is very protective and they have nice little families and the whole thing? Rats.
Mm.
What does PETA think about that? You know, I mean, where do you draw the line, PETA? You know what? They say plants feel pain now, too.
Yes, exactly. I've heard a lettuce scream. It's not pretty.
So what are you going to do about that, PETA? What are you eating now?
I don't know, but don't tell that to Brahman. Otherwise, she'll become, I don't know what, because now she's already a vegetarian, so.
I wonder how the cows feel about this whole Thanksgiving campaign. They're thinking, oh, yeah, turkeys. Once, maybe twice a year, you're on the table and it's this big tradition. Ooh, how many are killed? How many of us are killed daily for your stupid McDonald's hamburgers? I bet you any cow would swap his place with the turkey. I'll take my chances on once or twice a year. And that is all for today from the Beaver Bank Bunker. And remember, if you have a rant or a beef or if somebody is pissing you off for whatever reason, tell us. We will pass it along, just like Lisa's mom did about the Chronicle Herald. Here's a footnote to that one. The Chronicle Herald has now contacted her. She has free newspapers for life now. So you see... You see what? Go along with me on this one. Come on, I'm trying to solicit
make
letters.
Like you know me.
Yeah, jeez. So not only does she have free newspapers for life, she's now a weekly columnist. So
perfect.
You see what an appearance on the Halifax Daily News will do for you. So if you have a rant, if you have a beef, if you have a nomination for a douchebag of the week, anything like that, get in contact with us at our website, jamieandlisa.ca, or through Facebook. We are back again, Garbage Day, which is Wednesday here in the Greater Beaver Bank area.
Until then.